Well, it was an impressive win from Australia heading into the World Cup, which is suddenly knocking on the door. It's only a couple of weeks away. They beat England. They beat England comprehensively in Perth last night. Stuart Clark, what did you think of Australia's performance?
Morning, boys. Oh, look, we were by far and away better than India and England. We've been that the whole summer, and look, yesterday, England, they tried hard, and yeah, they looked like they were half a chance there for a little while with the ball, but we just seem to have a depth of players, so if Warner and Smith don't do it, you have Maxwell and Faulkner do it, and I don't know, I just can't see how Australia aren't going to win the World Cup with the team they've got and the way they're playing their cricket.
Well-balanced, I think, mate. I don't know whether we've had a more well-balanced side ever.
Oh, look, I can't disagree. The only thing that worries me a fraction is if we get on a spinning wicket, what are we going to do then? Because we don't particularly bat well against spinners. We've seen in the last sort of 18, 20, 24 months, and we don't particularly have an attacking spinner. We've got Xavier Doherty, who is a fine defensive bowler, and Maxwell, who can bowl some off-spin when needed, but we just don't have that attacking option.
What did you think of Glenn Maxwell's performance last night? Stewie, he is the ultimate rocks and diamonds cricketer, but he came up with a few diamonds last night.
He's just a complete and utter enigma, isn't he? You don't know what you're going to get from him. He was brilliant last night with bat and ball and in the field, and you compare that to some of the other things you see where he runs down the wicket and lets one go and gets his poles knocked out of the ground. Mate, that's why I'd always pick him, because he's a genuine match winner. And look, I know there'll be the knockers out there that say, well, he's too inconsistent, but on his good day, he'll win you the game within, 10 to 15 overs.
I'm glad you said enigma, because when you said he's just a complete and upper, utter... I had my finger over the dump button. If they would have built a dump button in our new studio, I would have had my finger over it, but they didn't. Still, that'll be their fault. Of course, it's all blue sky for our cricketers. India were absolutely woeful on Friday. Didn't put up a fight at all on a bouncy pitch. We destroyed England, and obviously that's some sort of a moral boost for us and an advantage going into the World Cup. But what about James Faulkner? Looks like he's got a rib injury. He's in doubt for the World Cup. How big a blow?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a big issue for Australia. He bowls, because he's the bloke that comes in the 45th over and usually gets about 40 off 20 balls. And he also bowls in the last 10 overs of the one-day game where you tend to get whacked a bit, and he bowls those changes of pace. If he's got a rib injury, which was what's being reported in the papers this morning, then he's in serious doubt. Having, over the years, had many rib injuries just through playing cricket, he's 4 to 6 weeks, and then he's only just starting to bowl again. So that pretty much ruins his whole World Cup, I would have thought.
Stewie, the Michael Clark conundrum, he made a comeback to the crease on Saturday at Chatswood Oval, made a half century. What happens with Michael Clark from here?
Well, he's got to play some cricket. A few people went out that I've spoken to and watched him bat at Chatswood Oval, and they said, look, he batted fine. He was tentative between the wickets, but I don't know what else you'd expect. I'd expect him to be a little bit, haphazard about running, sprinting between the wickets. But they reckon he looked good with the bat, played some nice shots. Yes, the standard's a bit lower and all the rest of it, but he certainly looked good with the bat. But look, if he's fit and he makes the 21st of February deadline, then you pick him. But, he's got to, that's what the selectors have said. It's a bit rich for the selectors to turn around there. If he gets to the 21st and goes, oh, mate, I'll be ready in a week, they go, all right, we'll give you another week. Why make these deadlines if you're not going to hold them up?
Well, so that's what I don't understand. It just seems like that they've set him up to fail.
That's the bit I agree with you there, Webby. I think they've set a deadline that's almost impossible for him to make, and when he doesn't make it, he's out. And what's going to happen? There's going to be a massive PR storm, because if he's running around playing first-class cricket while the World Cup's going on, well, it's going to look really stupid for everyone involved.
Hold on. If he's running around playing first-class cricket, he's proving himself. Well, Chatswood was a bonus for him. 51 off 128 deliveries, right? Quite clearly he got the job done there. If he can, he's got another 20 days, hasn't he, to go, 19 days to go. If he can keep playing cricket, the selectors have no choice but to pick him.
Well, that's exactly right. But he's got to be playing, he's got to be ready to play on the 21st in the World Cup game, whatever game that is. But what I'm saying is, if he doesn't make that date, and if he's playing first-class cricket on, say, the 1st of March,
yeah,
then it's going to look really stupid.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
A storm is brewing, Stuart. A storm is brewing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just think the deadline's almost 2 weeks before when he's going to be fully fit. So I agree with you, Webby. They've set a date that's impossible or not something he's going to make, but they know that. I don't know. That's where it seems really odd to me.
Good on you, Stewie. Thanks very much, mate.
Cheers, boys. Have a good day, and don't spill any tea on that panel. It's really bad if you spill tea on it.
No, you'd have to be an idiot to do that. Thank you, mate.
See you, boys. Have a good day.